This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Brian Koberger, the criminology student convicted last year of murdering four University of Idaho students, is seeking to abandon his guilty plea and obtain a new trial, claiming he is innocent and was misled into confessing. In an interview provided to the New York Times, Koberger, serving four life sentences at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution, asserted that his plea hinged on false promises and disinformation. He claims his court-appointed lawyers provided ineffective legal counsel by failing to review exculpatory evidence and making pledges about prison conditions, including employment and visitation, that induced him to agree to the deal. Koberger specifically pointed to withheld discovery, including unknown clumps of hair found in victim Ethan Chapin's hands. In November 2022, Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin were stabbed to death in their off-campus Moscow, Idaho home. Investigators linked Koberger through DNA found on a K-Bar knife sheath, surveillance footage of his white Elantra, and Amazon records showing he previously purchased a similar knife and sheath. Koberger moved to Pullman, Washington in 2022 to enter a Ph.D. program in criminal justice at Washington State University after overcoming past struggles with heroin addiction and earning a master's degree. Despite accepting responsibility during a July 2025 hearing, Koberger never offered a motive for the killings, provoking outrage from victims' families and President Trump. Brent Turvey, a forensic scientist who analyzed the crime scene for the defense, published concerns in a book titled Broken Plea, arguing multiple perpetrators were involved and criticizing evidence documentation. In response, Koberger's former defense team told the Idaho Statesman that Turvey spoke on confidential topics outside his expertise. Before sentencing, Ada County Judge Stephen Hippler addressed the courtroom regarding the public's fixation on Koberger's motives.
As we sit here today, this case is ending, and we are now certain who committed these unspeakable acts of evil. But we don't know, and what we may never know is why. I share the desire expressed by others to understand the why. But upon reflection, it seems to me, and this is just my own opinion, that by continuing to focus on why, we continue to give Mr. Koberger relevance. We give him agency and we give him power. The need to know what is inherently not understandable makes us dependent upon the defendant to provide us with a reason, and that gives him the spotlight and power.
Following Judge Hippler's remarks, Koberger maintains that critical questions must be answered at trial, stating he is comfortable facing the death penalty if granted a new trial. More crime and justice news after this. A festive weekend turned deadly in Seattle after three people were killed and several others injured in a shooting at a food festival near the iconic Space Needle. Shots rang out around 6 p.m. local time Sunday during the final day of the annual Bite of Seattle Festival, a free event drawing roughly 350,000 visitors to the Civic Complex. Authorities reported that two suspects opened fire on each other in the popular tourist spot, sending terrified visitors crouching behind pillars and merchandise shelves inside the Space Needle lobby. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene, while a third died later at a hospital. Seattle police identified the deceased as a 19-year-old man, a 44-year-old man, and a 56-year-old woman. Five additional people were injured, including a 2-year-old child, with four hospitalized in stable condition. Assistant Seattle Police Chief Tyrone Davis confirmed two handguns were recovered at the scene, and a young person was taken into custody for questioning. Mayor Katie Wilson thanked responding police officers, while city and state representatives condemned the senseless violence. One suspect remains at large, though officials emphasize there is no ongoing threat to the public. In Louisville, Kentucky, a 15-year-old boy who was previously honored as a local hero has died following a deadly shooting in the Shawnee neighborhood. Louisville Metro police officers responded around 8 p.m. Saturday to the 3800 block of Alford Avenue, where they discovered 15-year-old DeJohn Hayes Burr suffering from gunshot wounds while visiting friends. Hayes Burr was rushed to the University of Louisville Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. Police have charged a 14-year-old suspect with murder, though identity details remain withheld due to the suspect's minor status. Just months prior, DeJohn had been recognized with a Medal of Honor and a bravery plaque from the Louisville Metro Council and Governor Beshear. During the Thunder Over Louisville event, DeJohn stepped in to protect 12-year-old Bristol Stasel, suffering a stab wound to the stomach when intervening against 45-year-old Vasilis Sakellaridis, who pleaded not guilty to assault charges. Following that brave act, WAVE reported on DeJohn's selfless mindset.
I remember my friends picking me up, and then one of my friends took my hoodie off of me, tied it around me.
Since I got a little sister, I wanted, if something happens to my little sister, I want somebody to help.
DeJohn was preparing to begin his sophomore year of high school this August, remembered by his grieving family and community for his courage, kindness, and devotion to protecting others. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.